With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Democrats say one thing, the Republicans something else. Even in the wake of a classified Senate briefing, differences remain over the state of Iran's nuclear program following the U.S. attack. The White House says it's sure that Iran did not move uranium from its nuclear facilities before they were blown apart.
Iran claims to have moved its highly enriched uranium ahead of last weekend's U.S. strikes. But at the White House, Press Secretary Caroline Levitt said,
"We were watching closely, and there was no indication to the United States that any of that enriched uranium was moved prior to the strike."
Levitt and other administration officials continue to assert that Iran's nuclear capabilities were obliterated. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Supreme Court says states can bar Planned Parenthood from receiving Medicaid funds for health services. That ruling yesterday, and today the High Court, on the final day of its current term, may release six more decisions. The U.S. inks an agreement with a major trading partner.
President Donald Trump would not get into details, but at a White House East Room event late Thursday, he said the U.S. signed a trade deal with China on Wednesday.
"We're not going to make deals with everybody. Some were just going to send them a letter, say thank you very much. You're going to pay 25, 35, 45%.
It's not clear if this latest agreement is different from the one Trump announced a couple of weeks ago that he said would make it easier for American industries to obtain much-needed magnets and rare earth minerals. Donna Warder, Washington.
The manhunt is on in Milwaukee, searching for the gunman who opened fire and wounded two police officers last night. The composer behind the catchy Mission Impossible theme music has died. Lalo Schifrin was 93. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures 136 points higher. The Nasdaq futures are up 93 points. This is SRN News. The DNC will not be getting many Christian votes.
According to a new poll from the group Vote Common Good, 75% of self-identified Christians do not trust the Democratic Party, and 62% say they will never cast their ballot for a Democratic candidate. The survey also reveals that 58% of believers think the DNC is actively hostile to Christianity, and 54% say anybody who votes Democrat is too. DNC strategists have been trying for years to court Christian voters. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Armenia's security services have arrested one of the country's top religious leaders on terrorism charges, accusing him of plotting to overthrow the government. Archbishop Bagrat Galstanian is a leading figure in the influential Armenian Apostolic Church. The government accuses him of planning to carry out bombings and arson attacks to disrupt power supplies and stage accidents on major roads to paralyze traffic. This is SRN News. A federal judge is blocking Georgia's law requiring age verification for social media accounts.
Thursday's ruling stops the law from taking effect next week as planned, saying it infringes on free speech rights. The law was passed in 2024 and would require social media companies to verify users' ages and obtain parental consent for children under 16. A trade group challenged the measure, calling the restrictions unconstitutional. Similar laws have been blocked in eight other states. The federal judge in Thursday's ruling acknowledges concerns about the potential harm of social media on youth, but she says they don't justify violating First Amendment protections. The state plans to appeal the ruling. Keith Peters, Washington.
He was a former White House press secretary who became one of TV's most widely recognized journalists. Bill Moyers has died at the age of 91. More details at srnnews.com.